Jacob's dream. Jacob had lied to his father, Isaac, had pretended that he was Esau, and had stolen Esau's blessing. And so Esau wanted to kill him. His brother wanted to kill him. What a terrible situation to be in.
But later you read on that he saw a vision.
That's right, he
saw
a vision.
A vision of angels walking up and down.
Yeah. I bet he starts fighting with the angels.
Yeah, well that's...
But he doesn't know who they are. He thinks them...
Yeah, well, let's read on and find out. Because the fighting with the angel is a bit later. Anyway, so he's run away, and he's travelling to his mother's relatives. So he started from Beersheba and started to travel towards Haran. He came to a certain place, and he had to spend the night there because the sun had gone down and it was night. He took one of the stones from the ground and placed it under his head for his pillow. That must have been pretty hard to have a pillow made of stone. And he lay down in that place and slept. Jacob dreamt that night, and in his dream he saw a ladder set up on the ground with its top reaching heaven. And the angels of God were going up and down on it. So it's as if they were going up from him up to heaven and then down to him. And the Lord was standing above the ladder, and he said to Jacob, I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac your father. The land on which you lie I will give to you and to your children.
Your... No wings.
That's right, the angels haven't got wings.
Nope,
they don't.
The angels are in our form, although they're much stronger than us and of God's nature. And so... the Lord continued, your children will be as many as the dust of the earth, and will spread abroad to the west and to the east, north and to the south. Through you and your seed, that is your special son, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Now who's the special son of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob?
Jesus.
That's right. And it's through him that people from all over the world can be blessed. Behold, the Lord said, I am with you, and I will be with you and protect you everywhere you go, and I will bring you back to this place. I will not leave you until I have done all that I have promised. Then Jacob waked out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. He was afraid and said, surely this is the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Early in the morning, Jacob arose and took the stone that he had used for a pillow, set it up as a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it, and he called the name of that place Bethel, which means the house of God. Then Jacob vowed a vow, that is, he made a promise to God, saying, if God will indeed be with me and will protect me in this journey that I am on, and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear, and if I return again to my father's family in peace, then the Lord will be my God. And this stone which I have set up for a pillar will be God's house, and of all that you have given to me, I will give the tenth to you.
Now that's a bit strange for him to say, because no matter what, God should be your God.
That's right. Jacob was weak, but he became strong.
Yeah.
And when he said, I will give a tenth to you, that's what some people call a tithe. But we should give more than that. We should give everything to God. So, Jacob is in weakness here, just as we all start rather weak in life and go on in the end to be the true Israel of God and the true people of God.